Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Howdy fucking doodah. Welcome back to another episode of Unfazed and Unbothered, the podcast where we rant, rave, and ramble about literally any and everything. I am your host, Camo, and I have a lot to say. Yeah. The infamous words of my eighth grade self. I'm realizing that I talk a lot. I mean, I've always known that I've talked a lot, but I'm realizing that it's a bit of a problem. Yeah. In eighth grade, me and my girlfriend. Yeah, I know. Yeah, my girlfriend who's about to get married. Congratulations, Alyssa, by the way. Love you so much. We were dating in eighth grade and we had the same classes. And we always, if there was ever a project or any type of group activity, was us, right? So in eighth grade, in Miss Blackburn, I think that was her name. Yeah. We didn't really see eye to eye until after I was out of that bitch. But I talked too fucking much and she couldn't stand my fucking guts. But she would move me across the classroom and put me in a corner, and I would still either pass a note to somebody or find a way to communicate across the classroom one way or a fucking other. I was bound and determined. I got wrote up several times, and there was one time where I had to have a meeting with the assistant principal and the principal and my teacher and my mom, and they were like, why can't you stop talking? Like, why are you, like, I can literally put Camo in the corner and they still talk. And I'm like, dead ass. I go, I have a lot to say. I can't. She was always a sassy bitch. But then the other day I was having this epiphany that, wow, I talk too fucking much. I guess that's why I have a show. But I mentioned in weeks prior episodes that my great-grandmother is very sick. Unfortunately, she did practically raise me half of my childhood. Any weekend, any summer vacation, any time off of school, any time that I could, I was in Clayton County at my nanny's house. And lots of beautiful, fond memories. Unfortunately, she is in hospice right now. Not to get all gloomy and change the tone, but it is a sad situation. But anyways, the talking part. Here I am just fucking rambling. I had this epiphany the night before I saw her last. And I'm like, fuck, bitch, you talk too much. Just shut the fuck up. Like, sometimes you just need to shut the fuck up. Like, just stop. And the next day I go and, you know, I crawl in the bed with her. And, you know, we're having this very cute, sentimental moment. And my aunt comes in. Between her and my aunt, they both tell me these stories again and 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 again of my childhood, the same stories, but I love hearing them and talking about them every time. However, they were telling me stories that I didn't really recall. And Bitch, I'm screaming. Apparently, when I was younger, we invited some cousins over, and my nanny had scuffed like a place in the linoleum with her chair. And I dead ass was running up and down the stairs looking all over the fucking house for a rug that we could put there. And I dead ass at like 5 years old was like, we have to put a rug here. I don't want them thinking we're poor. As if I was fucking paying the bills. Please. But then they also told me that I do slightly remember this, but I like would always just do weird activities with my great grandparents because I was kind of sheltered. I didn't really have friends. My great grandparents were my friends. And I would just always do the weirdest activities. Like one time I literally had them write wills and I was like pointing out all the furniture in the house. I was like, yep, that's mine. That's mine. Please. So fucked up. But there was one time in particular I had them, my great grandmother and my great grandfather, write notes to each other about or make a list of things that they didn't like about the other. My nanny's list, long as fuck, several things. Pop's list, crickets. He knew better. He knew not to fucking put nothing on that list because he wouldn't hear the end of it. But I also wanted them to write to me what maybe they potentially didn't like about me. And anyways, I'm laid up in bed with my nanny the other day and she's like, you know, I really can't think what I would have said I didn't like about you. The only thing I could possibly think of is you just talk so damn much. And I thought that was so funny. And my aunt followed that up with fucking this one story that we had some other cousins come over and I didn't see them too often. I would only see them at family reunions, but I do remember them coming over one time. Well, apparently after that one time, they never wanted to see me again because I talked too damn much. They flat out said, damn, Cam doesn't ever hush. They weren't amused. They weren't impressed. And they weren't live, laugh, loving me. So here I am 6 minutes in talking about how much I fucking talk. So yeah, just goes to show I talk too fucking much. So that's cute. I'm currently looking at my ceiling, looking like it's going to cave in. I'm very dramatic. It's not that bad. But my ceiling is leaking. I was taking a shower tonight and I couldn't help but think, what if I start my shower upstairs and end my shower downstairs? Yeah. Big ass puddle down here. I'm going to have to do something. Actually, the landlord is going to have to do something, bitch, because this is a nightmare. A nightmare on Elm Street. Please. What else? I've been thrifting quite a bit. I mentioned that last week. It's getting out of hand. I tried to stop thrifting for a while, but, you know, she's just right back in her thrift era again. I have two pieces that I'm going to show y'all, try to show y'all the best, to the best of my ability. But, pause. I got this one today. It's a jumpsuit. It's so fucking sexy, in my opinion. It's a vintage jumpsuit. It's so cute. It cinches the waist so beautifully. It's got all these pearls and rhinestones and beads on it, and they're all there. They're all sewn in very well. None of them are missing. It's just a gorgeous vintage jumpsuit with all these bedazzles on it. So fucking cute. I got it at this consignment shop. It was $55, which made me sick to my stomach buying something secondhand for that expensive, especially because it's just a fucking cotton jumpsuit. But it's so intricate, I couldn't pass it up. It is also too small. It doesn't fit. So, there's that, but you know, I am losing weight, so I'm manifesting that that's going to fit me around sometime in December. I also have this dress. This is Fashion Nova. I've never bought anything from Fashion Nova. This was thrifted, but I had no idea that Fashion Nova had quality like this. Oh, come on now. Okay, this dress has these side slits, whatever. So you'll be able to see like my torso. And then the bottom of the dress has these rhinestones all over it. These tassel rhinestones all the way down to the bottom of the dress. It's got an open slit. It's so sexy. It's so pussy when I put it on. It fit me, but it'll fit me better at New Year's. I think I'm going to wear this for New Year's. Bitch. I've been trying to kill this damn gnat. I have an orchid. I haven't bought an orchid in years. And now I remember why. The last time I had an orchid, there was fruit flies or gnats or whatever. Some little bitch ass fucking flies that love the orchid. Is that a thing? Because every time I've ever had an orchid, I always get these little gnats. But anyways, back to the dress. I'm going to wear this on New Year's. It fit me, but it'll fit me better around New Year's. Also, if I don't get kissed in that dress under some goddamn mistletoe on New Year's Eve, I promise I'm not bringing this motherfucker into 2023. If you're listening, Bootski, take note. Any other updates? I did a photo shoot the other day. I'm very excited to get those photos back. I actually wore the same outfit that I wore to the Cigarettes After Sex concert. I feel like it didn't properly get its debut. I didn't take photos for Instagram. Also, I'm trying not to post any photos on Instagram that are not like photo shoot photos. Just really trying to work on my aesthetic and making Instagram a gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous place for me. But I didn't take photos, proper photos at the Cigarettes After Sex concert. So I did do a photo shoot with a friend the other day. It was a great experience. I took some photos of him as well, but I did wear different boots. I wore these Only Maker lace-up boots. They lace up to about my kneecap, and I'm so fucking upset because the first time I wear them out, we come across like this abandoned building that's been half demolished, and I was like, wow, so on brand, abandoned building. Let's go inside. We go in, we start taking pics. I almost roll my ankle like 4 or 5 times. And I didn't notice during the shoot, but today I noticed that the leather down the entire side is ripped off. So I'm very upset about that. One and done. I hope them photos are worth it. Pride was this past weekend. It was. Well, of course the fan is backwards. There we go. Wow, that feels so fucking good. Yeah, just love that sound. You know, when you hear, you know, there's a queer in town, a queer around. Yeah. Pride 2022, Atlanta Pride. This is the first Pride they've had in 2 years. I don't know about prides in other states or places, but this is the first Pride they've had since COVID, which I love Pride. I think every queer person should experience Pride at least once in their life. It's just a fun time full of love, acceptance, and liberation amongst all queer folks who attend. There's so many people from all types of different walks. There's allies, there's disabled queer people. You see so many characters, and I love it. I love it. I love how everyone comes out and does their thing. So many people come and make this into a whole event, go all the way out with their outfits, and I love it. I love it. I love it. But something about this year just, it was kind of dull, in my opinion, and I heard that from several other people. Maybe it was, maybe partially had to do with the fact that the first day I went by myself, but I don't know. I thought maybe that they would go out a little harder because we missed 2 years, but it was pretty much the same thing. I mean, I don't know what I was really expecting. I'm going to go on a break really quick, but when I come back, I'm going to share some of my Pride experiences from this past weekend And then I'm going to go over some old songs. You girls seemed to like that episode last week. I loved last week's episode, by the way. It was my favorite episode I've ever done. So I think I'm going to try to like continue doing episodes like that. So yeah, after the break, Pride, and then music purr.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
So, Pride 2022. I went alone on Saturday. I've never done that. I go shopping alone. I do a lot of things alone, but I've never been to like a concert or the movies or Pride or some type of event alone. Never, ever. Most of my friends live in LA or have children. And my only other friend that I would have went with was not available to come. So I was like, bitch, I'm going by myself. I did meet one of my friends there the first day, but he was with like a gaggle of girls, like seven other people that I wasn't really familiar with. And I am a little awkward, in my opinion. I feel very socially awkward at times, which everybody who hangs out with me when I mention that or I say something like that, they're like, you're the most chill person. What do you, not the most chill person, but you know, I seem chill, confident, chill, not chill, chill. Like, you know, I'm kind of out there, so I'm not really that chill. But you know what I'm saying? They're like, you seem so confident and comfortable. And I'm like, bitch, I'm spiraling inside, little do you know. So I did get in my head. I was trying to be cutesy pootsy, but then I'm like getting fidgety and I'm like, these people are probably looking at me like, bitch, just calm the fuck down, sit down, it's okay. So I walked around by myself. I had packed 3 cones. I was planning to get high as fuck, blasted boots with some girls. I walk in the park, immediately light one of them bitches up. Then I get caught in mouth like a bitch. So I'm looking for water. While I'm looking for water, I hear a voice, drinks, drinks, we got drinks. So I'm like, period, I need a drink of water. Hey, mama, y'all got some water? Oh, no, baby, we don't have water. We got tequila. We got margaritas. This is Pride. We don't have water. I'm like, well, you know what? I haven't drank yet, so go ahead and load me up one of those margaritas, why don't you? Small or large? Large. Make it a large, bitch. Then she's like, do you want to add an extra shot? Homegirl in the back is like, I'm heavy-handed. I'm like, of course. Why the fuck not? This bitch put at least 3 extra shots. So the top of my margarita was like an inch thick of just straight up tequila. Immediately threw it back. It was awful. It was so, so fucking awful. So at this point, 15, 20 minutes into me entering Piedmont Park, what the fuck is going on? All this goddamn frequencies and shit. Fucking bitch. 15 minutes into Pride for me, I'm crossfaded as fuck. Now, mind you, I do take my Adderall prescription. I did take it earlier that morning, but it is an extended release. Probably shouldn't have taken it that day. But she did. So between the Adderall, the very little, I don't think I had eaten anything except some popcorn before I got there and some seaweed. between the low nutrition, all them shots, the margarita, the frozen ass margarita, sugary ass frozen margarita, and the fucking joint, I was on my ass. So I was like, you know what, girl? Let's find a bench. So I went and found a bench away from civilization, and I sat there for probably 2 hours, just sitting on my phone, taking pictures, looking at the water, thinking about life. And then I went on a little walk. There was this green ass dookie water, y'all. I took a picture of it because I was just like, wow, this looks beautiful. But I know that's some dirty ass fucking dookie ass duck shit water. Let's see, where's a picture of that dirty, dirty ass water? This was the water I'm talking about, right? That is literally water. That is fucking water at Piedmont Park. Disgusting. This fucking disgusting. But it looked gorgeous. It did. Why am I fucking walking by? I'm pretending to not film this man. I'm pretending to film the nature. But there's literally a man right there in that dirty ass duck poop water. And he was splashing on his face too. I'm like, bitch, ew. You're going to get a fucking flesh-eating bacteria. Ew. Anyways, so I'm drunk as fuck. I see that and I'm like, ew, gross. I just keep on pushing it by myself. And then I go get, what did I eat first? What did I eat? I ate a quesadilla. I got a quesadilla. While I'm in line to get a quesadilla, some girlies come up to me and we're kikiing for a minute and then I walk away. I met a lot of girls at Pride this year. Now, one benefit, if that's even what it would be, one perk of me going by myself is I was able to take a break from talking and I was able to just exist and vibe. So I heard a lot of other people's conversations. I heard several couples fighting. Like I saw this fucking one couple next to a tree, this little short bottom was like crying to his top, none of these other bitches are real. They're all fake. I'm the realest. You don't need anybody else. And he's like, but I love you. I would never leave you. And I'm drunk and cross-faded as fuck and I'm hearing all this. I also hear the most progressive argument behind me. This gaggle of girls, they're like, and it is okay for me to feel bad about my life and my circumstances. And everyone's like, you are absolutely valid. And I'm so sorry that I ever gave you trouble for beepity-boppity-boop. It is okay. I am just frustrated. You are allowed to be frustrated. That is okay. Feel those emotions. I'm like, damn. LOL. No cussing. I mean, they were, you know, expressing their frustration, but it was very calm. It was calmer than I'm explaining it, but it was pretty calm and just, it was silly. Not silly, but funny to hear. Yeah. What else? Saw a lot of things. Oh, bitch. Oh. I'm losing my train of thought. So, I'm by myself at this point. Now my second meal, I'm eating this gyro, however you say that. And I'm like hiding in the bushes, not the bushes, but the trees. It's kind of dark at this point. And I went to where I thought no one could really see me. I'm taking my like last big ass bite and mouth completely full, sauce all over my face. And all of a sudden I hear the fucking leaves. Somebody behind me running towards me. And I'm like, uh-oh. Somebody is about to approach me. Camo? Hey. Got my mouth fucking full. I'm so embarrassed. Had like a little moment with some girlies. I was like, you want to smoke? Passed in my pen. We were smoking for a moment. It was cute. I hung out with a lot of you girls. I have never met so many of you in one sitting. So that was also a perk of me being by myself. I didn't feel pressure to like catch up to my friends. I could chill. Like I would have like these 10 minute hangouts with my girlies and it was kind of cool. But I also realized that as much as I love meeting y'all and I love meeting people, I have got to stop giving so much of my time to people because I put myself in uncomfortable positions. Like I said earlier in the episode, this is no tea and no shade to my girlies, but I, as an individual, it's easy to get an idea of somebody online, but with what they post, but I am a very shy individual if I don't know you, if I'm not too familiar with you, and I do talk a lot, so I get anxious and I just start spitting my whole life out on you. But I was having all these moments and I couldn't help but think to myself, how am I going to get out of these situations? Because I wanted to be available. I didn't want anyone to think that I was a bitch. And like, I genuinely do love meeting you girls, but I was spending like 15, 20 minutes with a lot of y'all. And like, I'm just running out of things to say. And then it just kind of gets a little awkward. So at one point, Flo Rida was performing, right? So random. I have never heard somebody say, I am a Flo Rida stan. I love Flo Rida. Did you hear Flo Rida's new album? Raise your hand if you are a Flo Rida stan. Crickets. I mean, and that is no shade. That's just a fact. Like, I've never heard somebody say, I am a Flo Rida fan. Anyway, so Flo Rida is playing, free concert. Sure, I'll go see it. This girl comes up to me. She's like, oh my God, Camo, I love you. Beep, beep, boop, boop. Loved her. She was so, so, so cute. Her friend did not know me from Adam's House Cat, which is fine. They're like, you want to join us? Because I'm by myself. I'm literally taking selfies in this like lighting. And I'm like, yeah, sure. I have nothing else to do. So I go with them to watch Flo Rida. And it just wasn't really giving. So the girl who recognized me was like, do you want to go to this other stage? Somebody I know is playing. It's more like EDM. I'm like, sure. But while we were at Flo Rida, I'm like being silly, getting down, doing my little silly dances, my little dancey doos. And I guess that the girl that didn't know me took me being silly as like I was living for that moment. And she was like, I love gangster rap. I love gangster rap. No, let's stay here. Like Camo loves it. Like, let gangster rap. Do you like gangster rap, Camo? Like Waka Flocka? Poor girl. This is not any shade whatsoever because she was such a sweet and cute girl. But I have actually never heard somebody verbally say gangster rap in a non-ironic way. And it was said in the most non-ironic. I've not actually even heard anybody say it ironically outside of maybe a movie. But she was so dead ass that Flo Rida was gangster rap. And Waka Flocka. I mean, Waka, I guess, but wow, my skin crawled every time she said it, and I tried not to respond because I was terribly uncomfortable, and she just kept saying it. So then we went to the other stage, and at that period, my ex was texting me, and so I was like, in my head, and I was like, oh, it's time to go. I was ready to leave anyways. So I wasn't dancing at this stage. And so I guess she took that as I was upset because we were no longer listening to the gangster rap. So she's like, let's go back to the other stage. I'm like, no, it's okay. It's okay. Please don't say gangster rap again. Anyways, I left those girls. Very sweet, very cute. And I'm like, you know what? I'm ready to go. I was having a pounding headache at this point. The alcohol had worn off. I wasn't really drunk anymore, maybe slightly tipsy. I'm walking back to my car, very bold at this point. It's like 9, almost maybe even 10. I don't fucking remember the specifics. But I'm walking back to my car and there's this house on the corner and it is so beautifully decorated with Halloween decor. I'm talking, these bitches spent thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. There is like skeletons the size of the house standing out there. And these don't look like cheap little inflatables. Like these like look like props that were like in fucking movies or at like fucking Netherworld haunted houses. It was crazy. It was so well decorated. There was disco balls. There was lights. There was music. There was witches. There was pumpkins. There was so much spookiness. So I had no other choice but to stop and just bask in the beauty. And while I'm over there taking photos and videos of this stranger's house, which I'm so sorry if you saw me, I was, you know, just filling your house. These other girls were beside me and they followed suit. They're like, wow, they're just gooping and gagging with me. And I'm like, wow, with this in your front yard, who needs a fucking haunted house? This girl is, oh my God, no way, no way. Hey, girl, at this point, I'm ready to go home. I'm so tired, but, you know, I didn't want to be a bitch. So I'm like, hey, girls. So we're talking again. She was the only one of her friend group who knew who I was. So it was kind of cool, like, talking to all three of them and, like, the ones that didn't know me and then, like, watching. Anyways, it was an event. So they convinced me to go back to their house with them, something I've never done and I don't encourage anybody ever to do. They weren't bad people, so I'm not trying to be shady, but just now that I'm fully sober and I'm thinking about it, like, that could have ended very horribly. But then I got in there and the house was very beautifully decorated, but I don't know. There were some questions that were being asked and it was making me uncomfortable about some of my friends. And I'm like, this is weird. And some comments were made about her outfit that just made me very uncomfortable. And I was like, okay, girl, it's time for me to go. I gotta go. I gotta get out of here, baby. So that was that. That was my first day at Pride. Day two, I went with my sister, Jasmine, and my I went with my biological sister, Jasmine, and I went with my sister girl, Jasmine, too. So two Jasmines. We went, and it was very chill. That day, we were playing Mysterious Mamas, a game I came up with, basically just the silent game, because, you know, sometimes we say and do stupid stuff, and I didn't want to do that day. So I was like, let's play Mysterious Mamas, or we just be quiet. Yeah, speak when spoken to. And that's what we did that day. Yeah, cute and gorgeous. But there was a little moment in the turkey leg line. Yeah, so I do not like a fucking bitch who cuts. I do not. And I am confrontational. Well, I won't say I'm confrontational. I am. If I see something is wrong going on, I will speak up and I will say something. I will, out of pure principle. So there is this long ass line for the turkey leg, for the turkey legs. Always long ass line at the turkey legs. I waited almost 40 minutes to get my fucking turkey leg. And when I'm like, there's like two or three people in front of me, they run out. And so they're like, it's going to take like 10, 15 minutes. So I was in that line forever. Hella fucking people trying to squeeze in, trying to walk past and act like they don't see the line. So many people trying to just like squeeze in with somebody and be like, yo, I'll give you $5. No. So I noticed this fucking couple and they're like 3 feet away from me, but they're like side by side with me. So they easily could have like pushed their way and like gotten in front of me. And so I start making it very fucking obvious. Now, at that point, or at this particular moment, it was both Jasmine's, my biological sister was on the end, my friend Jasmine was in the middle, and I was on this side, right? And then the two people trying to cut were on the side of my sister. My sister is a little shy, and she's not confrontational. So I'm like, oh, no. I need to switch sides with you, because if these bitches try to cut me after I've waited all this fucking time in line, bitch, we're going to square the fuck up. So I start making comments like, I know these bitches don't think they're going to cut me. Beep, bop, bada, boop. This man behind me, he's on the same page with me. He was on the same fucking page. He was like, yep, what's right is right. What's wrong is wrong. I don't give a fuck. And then this other random person tried to like come up to the guy that was behind me and was like, yo, I know your man. Let me get in line. Let me beep, bop, boop. He wasn't having it. Nope, sorry. But these people were trying to cut. They were trying to cut. And long story short, they got uncomfortable with my comments and homeboy's comments. So they didn't cut us, which is great. You can cut the bitch behind us, but you ain't getting in front of me. Point blank, period. So they didn't cut. Yeah. I did see another TikToker / YouTuber. I'm not going to spill names, but they try to pull that shit too. And I'm like, damn, you entitled ass bitch. I don't care what I got going on. I don't care who the fuck I am. I'm still a normal, regular, schmegular girl. I'm going to wait in the fucking line like the rest of the people. I'm not entitled. I'm not fucking above the law. I'm not above anybody. I'm not going to fucking try to cut people. And this motherfucker was trying to cut too. And I'm like, damn, you really think that you're all that in a bag of fucking chips, bitch? Pissing me the fuck off. Can't fucking stand that shit. Ate my turkey leg. Regretted it. It was so salty. It was so heavy. Then I ate a funnel cake. I ate so fucking much at Pride, y'all. I think Pride really just kicked my binge back in, because I've been binge eating quite a lot the past few days. So I got to get a grip on that. Otherwise, I'm going to fucking look like a goddamn puffer fish. Wow. I'm going to go on another break. And when I come back, I'm going to go over a song or two. And yeah, purr. I am fucking Blazed Boots McGee. Thank you. Before I get into the music, I just want to talk about the haircut I got yesterday. I know it doesn't look like I got one. I couldn't have cut more than half a centimeter. I'm trying to grow these inches. I want long, luxurious, luscious locks to cover my chichis, my wugga juggas, if you will. I got a trim, a mild wig busting. This place, they usually do great work. I love all the haircuts I've gotten there, like the bangs, the layers, they eat every time. But sometimes they do some funky shit to my sideburns. Like one time they completely shaved them off. Didn't ask you to bald me, bitch, but period, pop off. I ended up actually liking it, so it wasn't that big of a deal. I'm just going to say that it was God's plan, and that this too was God's plan, because this time I asked for my sideburns to be cut at a point. This one is definitely pointy, but it was carved over my ear pretty sloppily. This one... Now, I did fail math 3 times. I couldn't tell you shit about geometry, but that is not at a point. That is not a triangular shape. These aren't even fucking stepsisters. So, it gets worse. Almost forgot. My sideburn on the left side now goes up to my forehead. So tomorrow I'm going to go to a barbershop and I guess get an undercut moment. I'll get it shaved all the way around. Oof, girl, what's going on? Yeah. Perspectives, though. It was supposed to happen. Like I said, God's plan. I'm manifesting a new era of camo. So stay tuned for next week's hair reveal, I guess. Any who's it, what's it's. Music time. This first song I'm going to play y'all a clip of is called Pogo Stick. To paint you the scene, it was 2012. I was in my friend Brandon's garage. Hey, BB, long time no see. How you doing, King? Me and my bestie, Ariana, we were all rolling titties off Molly, I'm sure. I was rapping. They kept pointing things out for me to freestyle about, and there was a pogo stick, and lo and behold, pogo stick. So without further ado, here we go. Bouncing on the dick, call that bitch pogo stick. Disclaimer, I don't know who this woman is.
Publicity, where I'm at, who's fucking me? Bitches always wanna see the real me, me behind the scene, but I am still the same, smoking loud and half insane. As long as I count my money, bitch, I'm using my brain. Drop a couple hundred at American Apparel.
Rest in peace.
These bitches popping jokes, so I call them Will Ferrells.
Bars.
You thought you were familiar with this faggot from the A, but I'm making so much money, I don't fuck with all these lames.
Bitch, you were broke as fuck.
Call that bitch polo stick. Bouncing on his dick.
She was manifesting.
Call that bitch polo stick. Bouncing on his dick. Call that bitch polo stick. Bouncing on his dick. Call that bitch polo stick.
I've been writing lyrics since the fourth grade.
T. She has. So that was Pogo Stick 2012. Wow. Can't believe I'm sharing that with y'all. Moving on. Now, this next one I actually love. It's called Phony Bitches. It was 2016. I was in my physical prime. I was recording music every day. A little aggressive. I was listening to a lot of 21 Savage and Young Thug at this period in time. So that explains a lot. But I was also listening to Melanie Martinez and Halsey. Make it make sense. Anyways, Phony Bitches. There's a lot of phony bitches out there. So this one's for y'all.
You know, I tried to tell these bitches that I mean business. I guess they don't get it.
Y'all on that he said, that she said, fiending for some street cred. But fuck you in your big head, cause your career is being dead. I'm sick and tired of these shots being fired by y'all. Love you has been, so times have expired. Bitch, it's done, it's over. Enjoy that Range Rover, get up off my dick. You just thirsty for exposure. You been begging me to be the next addition to your label. If you really want my yes, just bring some bread to the table. Bitch, I've never been cocky till I started killing it like Rocky. But I ain't even started. Roger that one walkie-talkie. Damn, it feels incredible to prove you wrong. I've got my high school haters knowing my every song. All you bitches phony, you just talk a lot. But boasting about some bank accounts and what you got. If you really thought you were fucking hot. Bitch, I'm here to tell you, no the fuck you are not. You bitches so confusing, trying to damn me up. Back the fuck up, man, where were you when I was losing? You can't hop in now that I'm cruising. I'm in a different lane while you snoozing. My pocket's thick and they using. It's me they pick when they choosing. It's me they pick when they choosing. Hi-ho, hi-ho, off to the studio I go. Hi-ho, hi-ho, I'm breaking records, you know. Hi-ho, hi-ho, you ain't getting none of this dough.
Period. Phony bitches. I think I'm going to wrap up this week's episode here because now it is 6:36. Are you kidding me? My angel number? Are you fucking kidding me? People think I'm crazy. I did not plan this. I promise the God. I promise the gods above. It's bedtime. I'm going to bed. Let me know if y'all want me to continue this music thing on the podcast, because I have a lot of music coming soon, but it'd be cute to, you know, kind of shed some light on some tracks that maybe didn't get love in the past, or some that are just silly and a good laugh, if you will. So anyways, I love y'all. See you next week.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.